Good afternoon, welcome Rancho Marietta Community Service District Personnel Committee, January 24th, 2024, 4:30 p.m. We can call this to order. And item number two, it's a discussion item, but I think we can take action as far as recommending to the board, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that, item two, I'll turn it over to the GM, please.
Okay, great, thank you. So staff received approval from this committee in earlier this month, actually, to move forward with the creation of a part-time IT manager position with responsibility for the basic information technology support responsibilities. And we did a more in-depth analysis of the workload after having interviewed a couple of candidates, and we determined that there's a significant amount of work to be done here. Beyond just the original IT basics. And so we're proposing an expansion of the IT manager position from part-time to full-time to allow the district to consolidate all IT work under one position, better control costs, and fully integrate all district IT needs. And staff is not proposing an expansion of the number of authorized positions, but a reclassification of an existing vacant position for this purpose. So I've attached several documents, one of which is a comparison of the current annual costs of a variety of items, the current IT contractors, security camera contractors, security data management system, SCADA data management, maintenance management system, an electronic access system. And I've compared that to the cost of the annual full-time IT manager. This cost would be an extra $62,000, but it would be an improvement over our current IT, which is sort of hit or miss right now. We have to call in if we have an immediate issue, and then we wait for a call back, and you hope that you don't miss the call. So we're thinking that, and I think we're guaranteed about 31 hours a month, and so this would be an expansion to closer to, oh, I forget what it is, 171 hours or something of time with an IT person on deck. So I need full board approval before hiring, since what I'm recommending is repurposing an existing position and sort of it's a reorganization of the staffing. And that position that I'm proposing we use is an accounting technician position that's been vacant since July. And we've been using part-time assistants for the payroll activities and don't envision returning to a full-time accounting specialist. And I've attached a position control report, which provides a more complete picture of the full-time positions authorized by the board. And I'm requesting approval of this reclassification and time-based increase for the proposed position and advancement by the committee to the board for this item to be considered on February 21st. So what you have included in the packet is the revised job description, and I think you've got the red line there that Amelia produced, and then the clean copy of the new one. And followed by that is the district position report, which shows 34 full-time positions with that one vacancy that we proposed reutilizing. And then the original org chart from December, and on the back side of that, the proposed new approach of having an IT manager reporting directly to the GM. And I don't know why I have two district reports in there, but then I have a proposed salary schedule. And we had talked about 60 roughly or 120,000 for the year, but half-time in earlier this month. And since we're increasing, hopefully, if we get that MOU resolved, up to about 5%. What I've got here is the cost comparison on the very back page at the higher level of 124. So, for 123 to 11, whatever I have there. And then benefits are calculated at 50%, which is sort of the rough ballpark. It looks like I have a little discrepancy there on the step six on that, but that's kind of where we're at. So it's roughly $65,000 more I'm sorry, I'm off on a couple of points there, 62 and 65, but I think that that is money well spent, because it'll allow us to have better overall management of camera footage and be able to access it more readily, and then also a variety of other things that we can put under the umbrella of IT.
Okay, thank you. So the most condensed version I have when I look at costs versus expenditures to pick up a full-time position is going to cost us $65,000.
Beyond our current expenditures, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Director Janko, questions?
So the 31 hours max per month by our, I guess, consultant, do we ever go over 31 or occasionally?
Yeah. It's not very easy to get their services. I mean, sometimes they come out. Is it twice a week or twice a month?
It's twice a month. He comes out and he's here for about 3 or 4 hours.
And
but he's often on calls and helping other clients.
Oh, during that time?
While he's here?
It's multitasking. It's what we do.
Right. I don't know. He has to.
Consultant.
Yeah.
So I get we're going from part-time to full-time, more efficient, and we're saying that's worth $65,000. Are we getting anything else out of this?
Well, I think there are candidates out there that have the ability to do all of those database systems, like what we currently use for the gates, the ABDI and gate access, that we could build an in-house version, and also our locking doors, and also some of our SCADA backend to know how that works, and then also this computerized maintenance management system. We've talked about transitioning to that, and we currently are limping along with an old product called Maintenance Manager. And that's access-based. So we could convert, or we could utilize the skills of a person who just has the ability to handle all those things, and then have the cost savings of not having to pay for these things onesie-twosie. And just as I was paying checks earlier, I found another couple of items that we're paying for that I think we could save on, including that accounting. There's something called Estiva, which is like a different sort of front end to the
That's
Great Plains.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And there's something else, if I may, that I don't know if we can quantify it, Mimi, but it's the time that I have to spend on the phone, and it's the time that I spend thinking, okay, I have to put this on over here because it's not working for me right now. So it's the downtime that staff has waiting for IT to get back to us.
Okay. Yeah, I would think that if you get someone qualified here 24/7 or 40 hours a week.
We're all here 24/7, Randy.
That's my type base.
Yeah.
That you would probably find other things that that are going to be cost savings in the big picture. I'm good with it.
Okay. Anything else?
I was just going to say that my sense is that if we have somebody like this for 2 years, you know, maybe we'd get a whole bunch of those just kind of resolved, and then we could maybe scale back to a lower level. Because I think they're the kind of thing that once you get them in place, you might not have as much of a workload. But I think there's definitely room for a lot of improvement in a lot of areas in terms of automation, and so I think it'll pay off.
Okay. Then I would make a motion that we move.
So then you agree with it as well?
What's that?
Yeah, go ahead. You can make a motion if you want.
Oh.
Be the president.
If, I'd like to make a motion to move this recommendation to the full board so it's heard on the February meeting as an action item, please.
Agreed.
I'll add it to the agenda.
Okay. I'm not seeing any public comments. With that, Director Janko, any comments, suggestions?
No comments or suggestions.
The only comment I have related to this, I'll go back to in closed session. And the GM told us that we weren't going to fill positions just to fill positions. We were going to look, analyze, do those things. So I hung on to that, and this is one of those where the GM's now coming to the board for resources, and I really like the terminology of repurposing this position, not to just fill it to what it was, but where we need something different that's been identified. So for that alone, plus the bang for the buck, so thank you. With that, meeting adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
If you could note that that was a record.